Hi, this is Christy Whitman with the Quantum Success Show, where you can get your information and inspiration to create your desires. In the past couple of weeks, I've been doing different meditations for the shows. This is the fourth in the series, and it's come from a Facebook Live group that I did called Quantum Success. So if you enjoy these meditations and they're really changing and helping you, you're invited to join me underneath the video. You can hit the link to join. This one today is called Trusting Your Inner Guidance. You know, we go about our days, and a lot of times we think that we need to follow somebody else's guidance, or we listen to the good opinion of others, or sometimes people just oppose their opinions or their advice on us. This meditation will help you get to your inner wisdom so that you are able to hear it, listen, and be able to respond so that when you get those inner messages, you are able to trust yourself and your own inner guidance. So that's the foremost authority that you go to. So I invite you to close your eyes.
Take in a great, nice, healing breath in. And as you breathe in on the three counts. So breathing in and breathing out. One, two, three. It's a great way to really help you center and create a rhythm and create a rhythm in your breath. And it's a great centering exercise just to take time throughout the day to just breathe like that, to breathe in on three count and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And then as you're breathing in, you can imagine adding light to yourself, adding light to your whole entire aura, you know, breathing in, really relaxing and releasing any tension in your body. So I just want to say that we are going to be working with your inner guidance and really opening that up today. And I'm really delighted to be with you on this journey. Well, you will recognize and learn and trust your own inner guidance. You are a wise, wise being. And you have everything you need within you. And it's important to trust your inner guidance. It's from within you that your inner teacher talks to you and gives you messages. And it's from within that you gain the greatest growth. There's really no such thing as completely correct or completely incorrect answers. There are many, many choices and many, many paths. So as we begin this journey, just let go of the thought that you will have a right or wrong guidance. In the spiritual realm, there's only growth. There is your inner teacher working with you to teach you the lessons you need, to give you the growth and the expansion that is there for you. And your inner guidance is always leading you to your evolution, to take your growth to the highest path for you. So take a nice deep breath in. And as you breathe in, imagine that you are opening an area at the top of your head, often called your crown center, your crown chakra, sending in light, like a channel of light going through the top of your head, straight upward into the higher dimensions of light where you live as your higher self. And then begins to send light downward through this channel, down through this opening at the top of your head, and out into the world through your out-breath. So that with each breath in, you are connecting to your higher self, going up. And with each breath out, you're sending that connection into the world around you. Opening with each breath to your spiritual center, your crown center, and building that channel upward into the higher dimensions of yourself. And just relax your body. Let your breathing become very relaxed, taking you deeper and deeper within, adjusting your posture so that you feel comfortable, your arms at your side, feeling relaxed and peaceful. And notice your breathing shifting ever so slightly, taking you deeper now. Relaxing your shoulders and your arms and your hands, letting your chest and your stomach relax. The muscles around your spine are relaxing, just allowing relaxation into your hips and your thighs. Just relaxing all the way down your calves, your ankles, and your feet. And letting your face relax, letting your jaw and the muscles around your eyes grow calm. Your eyes are closed. And you might want to imagine that you are looking at a scene in a distance, and then a scene up close. So let your eyes focus at the distance that's most comfortable, with your inner eyes resting. And just imagine that your higher self is joining you in this journey. You might imagine that off in the distance is a great, beautiful light, symbolically representing your higher self. And this being, this high being, is approaching you. It is you, but a higher dimension of you. So it's coming closer and closer, and you can feel its light. And it's beginning to merge, coming closer and closer to you, blending and merging with you. At first, it's as if it's blending with your aura, as if you're coming together at a deeper level. Your energy becomes more integrated and balanced and harmonized in the light of your higher self. So feel yourself begin to blend and take on the higher vibration of your higher self. As if you're still you, but you're at a higher level, a higher vibration, greater wisdom, more ability to see clearly, more light all around you. A sense of yourself that is more completely you as you blend with your higher self. The you that you know that you really are deep within, wise and compassionate, complete and whole. Every time you do this blending, you're allowing your higher self's energy to come into the every single cell of your body, activating the DNA and the light codes within it to bring you a higher level of light in the process of being your higher self in your everyday life. And so your higher self is now activating your third eye, your Ajna center between your eyebrows, sometimes called the sixth chakra. It's a chakra of intuition, of insight, of inner knowingness. Energy is pouring into this area, stimulating your inner vision. You may even want to touch this area with your finger, your hand, beginning to activate it even more, just touching it very lightly, and then putting your hand back down. And your higher self is lifting any veils that might be standing between you and seeing clearly. So let that happen right now. Allow yourself, tell yourself, I'm willing to see clearly. I'm willing to see the truth. Let all veils of illusion, let all that is standing in the way of my clear seeing dissolve. You can repeat that again. Repeat after me. Feel it in your body as you say it. I'm willing to see clearly. I'm willing to see the truth. And then ask that all veils of illusion, let all veils of illusion, let all that is standing in the way of my clear seeing dissolve. You know what is good for you. You know what you want. And you now bring in the quality of courage to believe in yourself, to believe in your path and the guidance that you're receiving. So imagine that the quality of courage exists at a very real energy pattern, a color, a texture, a light. There's a pure tone of courage out in the universe. The courage to stand up for what you believe in. The courage to speak your truth. The courage to believe in the insights that you're receiving. Imagine that you are building a bridge of light between yourself and the quality of courage. You might even imagine that you are weaving fabric of woven light into this quality of courage, drawing it into your heart, into your throat, drawing it into the crown center at the top of your head, gaining a new level of self-confidence, of trusting your own inner guidance above anyone else's, and bringing into your solar plexus area the quality of courage, about 2 inches above your belly button, another chakra area. Bringing in the quality of courage, gentle will, so that your actions begin to reflect the guidance that you are receiving. Your words reflect that guidance that you are receiving. Feel that quality of courage pouring through you. Your higher self is with you, and you're feeling that courage and that strength of your higher self pouring through you. It's important to trust your inner messages over other people's. Your inner teacher is always showing you what's next for you, what's on your path of growth and learning and experience. Your inner guidance, your higher self's voice, is always that inner voice. So ask your higher self how you can recognize it. Let your higher self show you right now some of the ways in which you might be able to recognize its voice. I will suggest that it's always the voice that has no fear. It's always the voice that is positive. And it's often very quiet, right underneath the first answer that you get. So let your higher self show you any other ways that you might recognize its guidance. You may receive this now, or you may receive this as you're going about your day. Just open to the answers of your higher self. And often your body will tell you which decision is best for you, which path is best for you. So think of a decision that you would like to make right now, one that you are faced with in your life. And think of the first decision that you might make regarding this issue, and notice how you feel in your body. Is there a slight tension, or does your body feel relaxed and more open as you think of it? What emotions come up as you think of this first decision? Does it make you feel more loving or better in some way? Or does it make you feel more tense? It may be very subtle. Just notice whatever degree you can about your emotions as you think of this first decision. Next, think of another decision that you might make around the same area, another choice. Picture yourself following the second choice. How does your body feel? How does this feel compared to the first choice inside your body? And with your emotions now, how do you feel in your heart as you think of the second choice? Your inner guidance is always leading you. It leads you through the positive feelings in your body and emotions and in your heart. Trust that your body and emotions have a wisdom about them, which is the highest path for you. And if your mind comes in with many intellectual reasons about why you ought not to do something, even though your body and emotions are indicating a different choice, trust the deeper wisdom. Trust the feeling level, the body level. And you may not even know why it's often wiser to follow one path over another. That's why it's important to trust the intuition that you have within you which manifests often as feelings in your body and emotions, and most importantly, in your heart. Your inner guidance is always leading you to those things that you love. Your heart is always showing you the way. Those things that expand you and feel good when you think about them are your higher path. Again, think of an area in your life in which you would like more guidance, remembering that your higher self is with you. Review for a moment, not intellectually, but at a feeling level, what you want in this area, what feels good in this area, what draws your heart. Let that come forward now very clearly. And decide now that you will follow this deeper wisdom of your heart and trust that everything will turn out for the best, even if you do not know why. Your heart and your feelings are always showing you the way. They are the voice of your higher self. It's up to you to trust and take a chance in following your heart. And the more you do, the more you will find good results and gain even more trust the next time it occurs. Tell your heart, go into your heart and tell your heart you trust it. Put your hand over your heart and say, I will listen to you. I follow you. I listen to your voice. I will be true to my own heart. I will be true to my own wisdom. I'll be true to my own guidance over anyone else's. I trust myself. I trust my inner guidance. I know that my inner teacher, my higher self, is always showing me that which is best for me and my growth and my path and my mission. Let's say that again. I know that my inner teacher, my higher self, is always showing me that which is best for me, my growth, my path, and my mission. Feel your heart opening and expanding as you are now willing to listen to it. Ask it to speak even more clearly to you and tell your heart that you will take action based on your heart and your feeling. So think of something right now that you'd like to do today that you have been wanting to do, something that would be following your inner guidance. Let it come into your mind, whatever that might be. And if it doesn't come right now, it'll come throughout the day or tomorrow. But something that you have been receiving the inner guidance to do, that it's now time to do, will come into your mind. And you will follow it with action. Trusting your inner guidance is following your guidance with action, with words, with your behavior. So affirm to yourself right now that you will trust your inner guidance. Say to yourself, I trust my inner guidance. I listen to my inner guidance. I take the time to hear and follow my inner guidance. Feel your higher self adding its strength to yours as you are blended now more completely than ever. Your higher self will be with you even more throughout the day and the days ahead. You will feel within you a new wisdom, a new strength, a new clarity, and a new level of belief in your inner guidance. And the more you follow it, the more you trust it, the more a deeper relationship with it is created. So starting to come back into the room that you're in, allowing yourself to take a nice deep breath in and letting it out. Allowing yourself to wiggle your fingers and your toes, coming back into the room. And I wish you an amazing day connected with your higher self and just trusting your emotions, which are your guidance system, trusting your heart and what it tells you to do, trusting yourself. It's one of the biggest things in life that people, I think, have a hard time with, is really trusting yourself. And when you can start to know that inner voice at a deeper level and understand where it's coming from and what it is, then you are guided for everything. So I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you so much for being here. Bye, everybody.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and found some practical and inspirational information to apply right now. Check out my other episodes and follow me on SoundCloud or subscribe on iTunes. You can also watch my webinars on creating the life you want. Find the links in the description in this podcast or on my profile page on SoundCloud and visit ChristyWhitman.com to continue the conversation.